Hi, my beautiful queens and kings. This is your one and only Queen Dish here. So I'm an author. I am an international speaker. I am a poet, and I'm also a model, and I'm also a pageant title holder. However, for those of you that follow me and listen faithfully, and I thank you, of course, for that, you know that I don't want you to get caught up in my titles. I'm on this journey with you. I'm just like you. I'm not better than you. I'm not worse than you. I'm just progressing and taking in the divine messages that come to me to give to you all. But please don't think I have it all figured out. I'm human just like you. I don't, you know, but I am here and you all are here listening for a reason. So it may be safe to say that I am one of your messengers to help you in some way, shape, or form. And for that, I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful to serve in this capacity, you know, through my voice. And so I'm here for you. I'm here for you. My heart, of course, is for the women, but I am absolutely here for the men as well. I'm definitely here for the men as well. The inspiration came to me to do the poetry book for men. So that is out. I mentioned it on a previous podcast. I didn't say anything initially, but that was sort of the surprise that I was working on. So I have Queens Don't Settle, a book of poems to empower women. And then most recently, I also just released Kings Don't Settle, a book of poems to empower men. They are both available on Amazon. So please definitely purchase them and give them to a beautiful queen or, you know, a nice, I say a handsome king, you know, that needs it. You know, we all need the support. We need the encouragement. You know, we need the hope. People need hope and encouragement and positivity in the world that we live in. And so all I did was follow the divine inspiration to create both of those books for you all. And so they're there for you. Okay. Queens Don't Settle and Kings Don't Settle, both available on Amazon for you. Okay. So today, you know, this came to me earlier and, you know, I had to write it down on a sticky so I remember. But two different things came to me. I'm being drawn to one over the other. And that one happens to be actually for the men. This is for the men. So don't be mad, fellas. Do not be mad. You know, I'm just here. Again, I just allow the divine message to flow through me for you all. So there's no attack. It's nothing personal. Everything I do is from a place of love and a place of authenticity. You know, I'm here to encourage, empower, and inspire. That is my intention. And that manifests through this podcast. It manifests through the books that I have created for both men and women, in addition to the blogs I've written that are on my website. You know, so I'm saying it again. It comes from a place of love. Okay. You guys know who, again, are my followers and supporters. You know, everything I do, you know, has to come from that place, right? So men, men. Okay. I just wrote for you, Kings Don't Settle. Okay. And what came to me today for you all, was that you need to step your game up. Okay. You need to step your game up. And when I say that, you know, Kings Don't Settle, it's a book of poems to empower men. And the, not the tagline, but what I said when I initially announced it on social media, on Facebook, and Instagram, of course, and Twitter, when I announced it, you know, I said, for all of the good men out there, this book is for you. Okay. For all of the good men out there, this book is for you. Okay. So I know that I'm speaking to good men. I know that. I know that I'm speaking to good men, okay? And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, the good men get overlooked. I'm not denying that. The good men get overlooked. You know, we live in a society where a lot of the negativity gets a lot more attention. You know, so the bad guys, per se, we're just going to say the bad guys, okay? The bad guys get more attention. They seem more exciting, if you will. And it may seem like women want that guy. Like, that's all they want, you know? And I just want to let you know that's not true. That is not true, okay? I have a poem specifically that I sort of mentioned that, like, don't believe the hype. Every woman is not looking for or does not desire a thug or a hood rat, you know, someone, you know, a guy who's all about the fast life. I'm telling you, men, kings, every woman is not looking for that, and she doesn't want that, okay? It may seem like it, okay, but that's only because, again, most of the attention, you have to think about the society that we live in. Most of the attention goes directly to the negative. It doesn't go to the positive, okay? So trust me, we have it on our side too, because a lot of women feel like that guys only want, you know, the ratchet woman. They want, you know, the woman who's full of drama. You know, she's more exciting than plain Jane. You know, plain Jane doesn't have drama, and, you know, she's drama free. You know, she's just a good woman and doing her thing, living her life. And yeah, she doesn't have any of that drama in her life at all, you know. And sometimes, you know, women like that, and I'm included in that, we feel like, you know, the guys only want the women who have all the drama going on. So it's both ways, okay? It's both ways, men. But again, the message specifically that came to me is for you, okay? So I'm saying it again, every woman does not want that. Every woman doesn't want that, okay? I know I'm talking to good men. I know I am. And, you know, sometimes you guys get overlooked, and, you know, I can't, you know, I can say sorry, but, you know, that part is not in my control. You know, I can only speak to my queens and you know, give them some suggestions, you know, on the good men types, per se, you know, but that's not in my control. But, you know, as far as stepping your game up, kings, and I want you to really think about where you are in your life. You know, you've got to be honest with yourself. You have to be honest with yourself and where you're at, you know, where your life is at, taking a look at each area of your life, you know, and really looking at whether or not you are or would be an asset to a woman or the woman that you may want. Or if you would be a liability to her, okay? Would you be an asset or would you be a liability, okay? That's actually for the opposite side too, for the women, but I'm talking about the men right now, okay? Would you be an asset or a liability, okay? Some of you men, my good men, yes, but some of you men, you are desiring a woman, or there's a woman that you want, and she may not be interested in you. And you may not understand why. And I want you to I need you just to be real with yourself for a minute. I need you to get past your ego, okay? You have got to get past pride and ego. The only way that you will change, the only way that you will heal, the only way that you will make the only way that you will do something different is if you first acknowledge, you know, that there's a problem or there's an issue. If you first acknowledge, you know, what's there and what needs to maybe be worked on or fixed, okay? So you've got to get rid of, you've got to move past the pride and ego, men. You have to move past pride and ego. The woman you may want or you think of, or you've been thinking of. We can even just say you're a dream woman, okay? You've got to be honest with yourself. Look at your life, okay? Look at yourself. You've got to, it's like you're looking at your reflection. Imagine if you're standing in front of a mirror. Look at your reflection, okay? You're looking at yourself. Think about yourself, okay? And think about this woman that you want, okay? And I'm sure that she's, you know, beautiful and wonderful and amazing, right? And for those of you who, you know, she's like in your, we'll say either in your circle, or she's someone that you maybe do see on a regular basis, someone that you know very well, but she's not interested, or, you know, she's, you're just, you're not getting that from her. You know, could the reason be because you're not on her level? You know, could the reason be because she doesn't see you as someone, you know, that's an asset? You know, and I love you all. You know, I love you all, okay? I love you guys too. Men, meaning men. I love you guys too, okay? Some of you need to step your game up. You know, you want this woman, this high-powered woman, and this is just an example. You may want this high-powered woman, or you may want this woman, you claim that you want this woman who is at a certain level, and, you know, she has her stuff together, and you're claiming that you want her to be drama-free. You're saying that, you know, you want her to have her stuff together. You want her to be an asset. But have you stopped to take a look at yourself? Have you stopped to take a look at yourself to see how you can also be of value to her? Are you really in the same space? Like, are you really on the same wavelength as her? Are you really on her level? Because if she is that type of woman, you know, high powered, or, you know, we can say high caliber, high value, she really is drama-free and, you know, doing her own thing. You know, I imagine that that type of woman has some standards, you know, and are you, men, are you on that level? You know, are you asking, are you what you're asking for? As a man, are you what you're asking for? Because I tell this to my women. Oh, I've told them that many times. Like, I mean, I've written the blogs, it's on the blogs, you know, it's for both of you all, really. But trust me, I've mentioned it to my queens, so don't feel bad. Okay? Are you what you're asking for? Okay? You cannot expect this, you know, high value, high caliber woman to settle for you. I mean, hello, this is Queens Don't Settle. And now, you know, you guys have the Kings Don't Settle book for you that I did. Like, no. Okay? Where are you at? You know, for you to not understand why she doesn't want you would boggle my mind. I mean, to me, it's pretty clear. Like, I'm sure if I looked at her and saw who she is and what she's doing, how she lives her life, you know, if I took a look at that, and then I took a look at you men, you know, if I took a look at your life and what you're doing, I'm sure I would probably see the incongruency. And so I would probably easily understand why she doesn't want you, or why she's not interested. Okay? It's very easy to have expectations and write down all these things that you want, which I absolutely do believe you should do. Absolutely write down the type of partner, life partner that you want, or wife or husband, of course, you know, write down what you want in your partner, because you need to have that clarity. Absolutely. I've mentioned that before. Okay. However, the other part of that we have to remember, you all have to remember, okay, is that you also need to look at where you're at relative to what you're asking for. Because you all know It is not about perfection. It is just about progression. Okay. But we have to be reasonable in what we're asking for. Reasonable. Okay. Reasonable. And so when you're writing down your ideal woman or your ideal wife, your ideal partner, okay, I want you to think about, okay, all these things I've written down about my future wife, my future partner that I want, okay? I want you to pause for a second, right? And I want you now to look at that list. Like, look at everything that you wrote down that you want her to be. Everything that you wrote down, okay, for her. And they should not be superficial, okay? When I tell you guys to write it down, when I told you all to, you know, write that stuff down, I was very clear in the fact that the things that you wrote down were not to be superficial. They were to be values-based. So there should not be anything superficial on there, okay? Wanting someone who is 5'2 and a size 0, that's a want. That's not a need, okay? Do you have to be or should you be physically attracted to her? Absolutely. But she doesn't have to come in a size 0, okay? That is my absolute perspective. You don't have to agree. But the reality is some people, both men and women, are missing out on really good people because, you know, he's not 6'4 with an 8-pack, or she's not 5, you know, she's not 5'3 and a size 2. Like, honey, that stuff can fluctuate. And that's more of a want. That's not really a need. Okay. You would need someone who, for example, you know, would be there emotionally for you, right? You would need someone who's emotionally available, you know, someone who is spiritually compatible with you. That's a need. Okay. Wanting the 8-pack abs and wanting the size 0, that's more of a want. That's not a need, because there are plenty of women and men, of course, that don't have those physical attributes that are really great people. Okay. They're really great people. So if it's already slim, if people are complaining that it's so hard to date nowadays, like don't make it any harder for you by having such a limited view, such a limited perspective on the physical part. Right? Okay. So anyway, with the list, it should be values-based. Okay. So yes, looking at your list. Now I want you to think about this amazing woman that I know you've written down. And, if it's not a woman, your partner. Okay. I don't care about that. Your partner, whether it's a male or a female, your partner. Okay. But I'm going to say wife, okay? Your future wife, this dream woman that you have and that you want. And even if it's someone that you are in contact with, or, you know, someone that you're thinking of, okay, that's already sort of, like I said, sort of already in your circle, fine, okay. But everything that you've written down, okay, I want you now to be honest with yourself, men. I need you to think about the woman, okay? Think about that queen that she is. We're talking about my queens here. Think about the queen. I want you to think about the type of man, the type of king that woman would want. What type of man do you think that woman would want? All those things that you've written down, and I'm sure she is just amazing. I'm sure she is. She's your dream wife or your dream partner. You know, you're talking about your ideal relationship, right? Till death do you part, right? That, right? So her, I am sure everything that you've written down, that partner, she's just flawless, right? Okay. But now I need you to get real again with yourself. I need you to be honest with yourself and get past your ego. All that she is, What type of man do you think that she would want? What type of man do you think that she needs? And then be honest with yourself and take a look at yourself. And are you anywhere near what you're asking for? Are you anywhere near being that type of man? Okay, it's not about perfection. Okay, I said you just need to be reasonable in what you're asking for. So again, relative to where you are you being reasonable? Are you being reasonable? Okay, and if you are, great. But chances are you're probably not. You know, or you probably wouldn't be listening to this. And that's okay. There's no shame. There's no judgment. This is all from a place of love. You know, we all have to heal. We all have things to heal and things to work on for ourselves, you know, in preparation for the love that we want, the love that we rightfully deserve. Absolutely. We rightfully and divinely deserve. Okay. We got to prepare for that. We've got to work on ourselves. We've got to do the inner work on ourselves to be able to receive that type of love. Okay, because it's got to be equal, right? You know, so she, the woman, if she's already in your circle, again, she may not be interested because she may not see you as someone who could is someone who could really like be her king. She doesn't see you that way because maybe your actions are not showing her that you are. And so that's why you have to be honest with yourself and really take a look at your life. You know, where are you mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, and physically, right? Because, you know, just like I tell my queens, if you don't like you, men, if you don't like you, the woman is not going to like you. It is no different, male or female. Self-love is everything. The relationship that you have with yourself is everything, male or female. So men, if you don't like you, you can't expect the woman to like you. It is the same thing as I tell my queens. You have to like you first. You should enjoy your own company first. You've got to learn to love yourself first, men. My kings, you've got to learn to love yourself first. You need to like what you see in the mirror. You have to like what you see in the mirror. You've got to love the skin that you're in. You have to like yourself. Because if you don't like yourself, trust me, it is manifesting in some type of way. Okay? How we do anything is how we do everything. It is manifesting in some type of way. If you do not like yourself, that lack of self-love, that lack of like for yourself, it is manifesting in some type of way in your life. Okay? If you're wanting to be in a relationship, if you're wanting to be married, you're wanting to manifest your dream partner, your dream wife, you know, your spouse, you deserve that. You absolutely deserve that. Okay? But you also need to be honest about where you're at and if you're really ready to receive her. Are you really ready to receive her? Because relationships are supposed to be additions, not subtractions. And love comes to give. Love comes to give. Okay? It's not, oh, let me get in this relationship and take from her. No, not my men. I mean, not my kings, clearly. Hello. My kings are good. My kings are good men, okay? For all the good men out there, and I absolutely meant that, okay? No, love comes to give, okay? And you're the king. You are the king of the castle. You are, you know, supposed to hold it down, okay? And I mean, I'm just thinking of, you know, the masculinity and how powerful a king is, and gosh, that's sexy. I mean, oh my goodness. I can just imagine when we're all together at, you know, a future event that I'll be doing. I mean, I'm sure when I ask the ladies, okay, I know a good number of them are going to agree that, you know, the masculinity and when you're a man and, oh, honey, kings, trust me. It is, yes, that's a yes. That's a yes, okay? So I just want you all to take a look at your lives, okay? Take a look at your life, king. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, financially, okay? Where are you? Where are you? And just be honest with yourself. Get rid of your pride, get rid of your ego, and just take a hard look. You're going to have to. We've all done it. You've got to be honest with yourself, okay? You've got to become self-aware, okay, of what's going on within you and some things that you may need to work on, okay? It's inside out. Everything is inside out, okay? So you've got to work on the inner. You've got to do the inner work, okay? Therefore, it will be reflected on the outside, meaning the outside world, the physical outside world, okay? Your outer world is only a reflection of your inner world. So that's what you have to work on, okay? But you are definitely, absolutely, wholeheartedly, kings, worthy. You are worthy and deserving of love. You are worthy and deserving of her, whoever she is. You are. You absolutely are. And it could just be that you're not in a space to receive her, or, you know, you haven't shown her why, you know, you are the right king for her. Okay. Because again, all those wonderful things that you may have written down on your list for her. Okay. You need to be honest about the type of man that that woman needs, the type of man that that caliber of a woman would want and need. Okay. And that's what you want to become. You need to become that. I mean, hello. I mean, who is the most powerful on the chessboard? Hello, the queen is. So, you know, trust me. We do love our men, and I am definitely not one for the male bashing in any way, shape, or form. And I'm not that woman that's going to be like, oh, I don't need a man. And for the most part, you know, I don't think my queens are either. You know, we're not singing that I don't need a man song. No. We like men. Like we like men. Yes, we do. You know, but it's and we like good men. You know, but it's not just about being good. You have to be right. Okay. R-I-G-H-T. You have to be right. You have to be right for us. And so that's the thing. You need to become the right man for us, the right king for us. Okay. And when both of us are a vibrational match, when we're both on the same frequency, when we're both in a space and ready to receive each other, then that's when we'll come together. Okay. So both of us, meaning both men and women, we both have to just continue to do the work, you know, and heal ourselves and just be progressing and moving forward, you know, until we both come together. So, you know, men, it's on you. Okay. The good book says he who finds a wife, okay, finds a good thing. So the queen, myself, as well as my queens, we are just sitting. We are just chilling on our thrones. We are sitting and waiting for you. I mean, not literally waiting, but, you know, we're just on our throne. You know, think about it. You don't want us to settle, and we're not going to. You are our king, whoever, you know, the right man is for each woman and vice versa, you know, the right people will come together. So we're just waiting. We're just, you know, on our throne. The queens are just on, they're just on their thrones, like I've told them to be. And it's up to you, you know, you will find her. And, I expect you to, I absolutely believe that you will, because you deserve love, men. You absolutely 100% are worthy and deserving of all of your heart's desires. You're worthy and deserving of that relationship that you want, you know, that marriage, relationship, family. You absolutely are worthy and deserving of that. And don't let anyone tell you anything different, okay? We've all made mistakes. We've all, you know, have chosen wrong before, you know, but you just, it's life. It's life. And what you should do is take the lesson and learn from it. That way you don't keep repeating the same mistakes and sounding like a broken record all the time. Okay? So there's no need to beat yourself up. Okay? You acknowledge it within yourself. Yes. And then you take what you need to take from it as far as the lesson. You acknowledge it and you decide to make a different decision the next time. That's all. Okay? So I will say it again. You are worthy and deserving of all of your heart's desires, man. You are worthy and deserving of that relationship, that marriage, that family, that woman, you know, that you want. You are worthy and deserving of it. But you do have to make sure that you are in alignment with that, you know, that you are what you're asking for, you know, or that you're at least reasonable, you know, relative to where you are. It's reasonable, okay? Because two people can definitely come together, you know, before they're like successful, for example. It's not like you can only get her, you know, once you're a millionaire. That's not true. You know, I know in our society, men have been pretty much, it's like your worth as a man, unfortunately, they've tied that to your finances. And I'm not sitting here saying finances aren't important, so don't get it twisted. It is, but character, your character, men, that speaks volumes, honey. Because to have money and to be a mean-spirited, nasty person who doesn't have any character, ooh, that's the worst, okay? Character, that's very important, okay? So, yes, money is important, but with the right queen, trust me, and you being a man of character and being the good man that you are, and for example, you know, having the drive, it'll work out. It'll work out with the right queen. I will say that. It'll work out with the right queen. Because everybody who's gotten together did not get together as millionaires. Like some people got together when they were broke and they both became successful together. You know, it's not just about money. I've mentioned that multiple times. Like it for both men and women, like it's not just about money. It never is. Because I mean, money can't buy you loyalty, honey. It can't buy you loyalty and trust in the things that are important. Again, I'm not saying it's not important, because it is. Hello. Finances are very important. However, you know, that's not the only thing. That's not the only thing that's important. Okay. Character goes a long way. It goes a long way. Okay. So again, I love you. I love you, men. I love you, kings. You guys are kings. You are my kings. I love my queens. However, I do love my kings as well. And I am here for you as well. I am answering this call. I answered the call, should I say. You know, God gave me the inspiration to go ahead and get the Kings Don't Settle book out now in this, you know, time and space. So apparently it's needed, and I'm here for you all, just like I am for my queens. And so I look forward to meeting some of you, because I will be doing events. I look forward to meeting some of you. So, you know, just love yourself. Love yourself. Take care of yourself. You know, you definitely have to like who you are. You know, you've got to work on yourself, okay? You should always, always be working on yourself, like constantly progressing, you know, really progressing and moving forward and just bettering yourself and improving yourself. You know, I'm very big on personal growth and personal development, because it's really everything. It really is. You know, your self-love, it's everything. Okay. The relationship that you have with yourself is everything, you know? And so you've got to take care of you, you know, you've got to fill your tank up to fullness so you can give from your overflow. That's not just something for women, men, you have to do that as well. You've got to like who you are. You've got to look in the mirror and like who you are. You know, you've got to enjoy your own company. You know, you've got to take time out for yourself. You know, you've got to do the same things. The principles apply to both men and women. Okay. No more broken records. The book. Yes. You men can read that book as well. Naturally. Naturally, the Queens Don't Settle book. I mean, it's for the women, but of course you are more than welcome to read that one as well, as I'm sure some of you have mothers and daughters and sisters that Queens Don't Settle, that poetry book for women that would be good for. But my first book that I published, which is No More Broken Records, 5 Tips to Change Your Tune and Transform Your Life, that book you guys can read. Men, you can read that one because the principles apply to both men and women. I did write it for women, but the principles apply to both men and women. Okay. So No More Broken Records, Queens Don't Settle, and Kings Don't Settle, all of them are on Amazon. If you put in Desh Dixon, they will come up. However, the second edition of Queens Don't Settle, that is actually under Radesha, okay? Radesha. So either one, it doesn't matter, but the second edition of Queens Don't Settle specifically, which is the most recent one, that is under Radesha. So if you go on Amazon, you need to put in the full name Radesha, Radesha Dixon, Dixon, okay? But Kings Don't Settle is under Desh, Desh. It is under Desh Dixon, okay? So I love you, men. I absolutely love you, you guys. You men are worthy. You're very worthy and deserving. Very, very worthy and deserving of all of your heart's desires, everything that you want, everything that you are dreaming of or can imagine. It can absolutely be achieved. Absolutely. And your ideal woman, your ideal partner, she's out there. You may just need to, you know, step your game up. You may need to step your game up. In other words, you need to work on yourself and become what you're asking for. You need to improve some areas of your life so you're able to be an asset to her and not a liability, as you would expect her to be, right? It's got to be fair. Again, relationships are supposed to be additions and not subtractions on either side. Either side, male to female, female to male. Relationships are supposed to be additions and not subtractions, okay? So we want to work on ourselves to make sure that, you know, our inner game, who, you know, inside the inner work has to be done. We want to make sure that our inner is good because that is reflected on the outer. It is reflected on the outside. Okay. You don't want to have all of these expectations of a woman and you're not of any value to her, because then you're taking, you're coming in to take. Love comes to give. Love comes to give. Okay. So you want to make sure that both people, okay, that you both are assets to each other, that you can both be of value in some way to each other. And you're not just taking, you're not coming in with the wrong mindset and from the wrong place. Okay. Because you just need to stay single then. Stay single, you know, get to know yourself, get to love yourself. You know, it may just be a season, a time for you as men to just love on you, really, truly get to know yourself, who you are, what you want out of life, you know, rediscover who you are. It's the same thing for the women. It's not different. You have to do the same thing. You've got to know who you are as a man. Who are you? You know, what is your purpose? Why are you here? I mean, you're here for a reason. God put you here for a reason. What is it? What is it? You know, Mastin Kipp, he's a spiritual teacher. Mastin, Mastin Kipp. And I remember one of his posts says, follow your purpose and love will find you, you know? So some of you men, you probably just need to get back to yourself. And the same way I tell my queens, you know, you all need to get back to yourself and get back to some of the things that you like to do. Like, what are some of the hobbies that, you know, you like to do? What are some things that you like to do that you've always liked to do? You know, It's not just the women. You guys have to do it too. Some of you, you've forgotten, you know, who you are, and you're not doing anything that really, you know, gets you going. Like, you're not doing anything that you like. And you've got to get back to that place where you're doing things that you like and that, like, nourish you and light your fire. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to be taking care of yourself. You've got to love yourself and really just increase your own self-love, because that is everything. It's everything. Okay. So before you attract that magnificent woman that you may have written down or that's on your vision board, you know, you probably just need to get back to you first, right? So you are whole and full of love and everything, and then you'll probably find her, right? Because he who finds wife, you'll find her, because you'll be in a space. You'll be in that space where you're happy and healthy and wonderful, and you like yourself. You actually like yourself or love yourself, and, you know, you're good. You're good. And so you'll bring that great energy then to her, right? You'll bring that person, you know, and that's different. That person is different from one who might be broken and, you know, just wanting to be in a relationship for shits and giggles or just to fill a void. Two different energies. You know, the empowered man, or we could say, you know, the king who doesn't settle. You know, that man who knows himself and his purpose and values himself, and it's reflected, and you can see that in how he walks and how he talks and how he carries himself and how he lives his life. You know, you can see that. It's like, ooh, look at him. And you can tell, you know, and he's confident and he likes himself. You know, you can tell. You can tell. Versus a guy who is broken. And of course, we're all broken to some degree. But, you know, a guy who's broken and has low self-esteem and low confidence, and who doesn't really like himself, and he hides behind that. And so it manifests in how he shows up in the world and the clothes that he wears, and you know, he walks with his head down, and that his whole energy is very low. His whole presence doesn't give off a high vibe aura. We can tell. No different than men can tell a woman who's confident. We can tell too. Okay. So work on yourself, men. Work on yourself, kings, because you're too valuable. You're way too valuable. We do need you. Okay. You do matter. You matter. You matter. You are important, king. Okay. You are important, and we do need you. We do need you. Okay. So it may just be that the time where you just need to focus on yourself right now and get yourself together. And at the right time, just trust and believe that she will come, you know, love and whatever else it is that you're desiring, it will come, because you're worthy and deserving of it. You absolutely are. So just prepare for it and continue to work on yourself, and it'll come. It will absolutely come. Okay. So I love you, men. Okay. Step your game up. God said, step your game up. Tell them to step their game up. So that's what it was about. You know, step your game up. Just make sure that you are what you're asking for. You know, just be reasonable. Be reasonable and continue to work on yourself and do the inner work, because you're worthy and deserving of all of your heart's desires. And that dream marriage, the dream partner, that family, whatever it is that you want, okay? It's already yours. It's already yours. You just may have some things that you need to work on within yourself before it comes. So it's just a matter of preparing yourself for it. And you do that by doing the work, the inner work on yourself. Okay? So I love you, my beautiful kings, my good men. You are good men. I know you are. Okay? So I love you, kings and queens. I know some of you are listening. So I will talk to both of you in the next podcast. I love you. I love you. I love you. Have a good night. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye-bye.